Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Look who is back in studio with us this morning, Mary Kay Von Brendel from Ozarks Amphitheater, and we're also on her Facebook page, Facebook Live.
Yeah, morning. Hop over there and join in on the fun.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's a barrel of monkeys. It really... And by the way, you notice Mary Kay is wearing her sunglasses today? It's National Sunglasses Day.
I'm kind of hip and cool like that.
You are. Well, see, as I've commented, sunglasses are a quick way to make the most uncool among us at least get a taste of hip. You know what I'm saying? So
almost
everybody, there are very few exceptions, almost everybody looks a little cooler when they put sunglasses on. I don't know what it is, but it's like a magical elixir or something, even for uncool people.
I think there's a psychological study that's been done in regards to that.
That it makes you look cooler?
Well, not just makes you look cooler, but gives you a level of anonymity where you feel a little bit more freer to do things.
That's true. And you can look right at people and everything. They don't even know. You can move your eyes around wherever you want, you know? Yeah, I do like that stealth sort of factor of it. But if you go, actually, if you go to our Wave Facebook page and post a picture of yourself wearing sunglasses for National Sunglass Day, just put it in the comments below. You'll see it there. We have a bunch of them already. Somebody's going to win a handsome Wave t-shirt.
I love those Wave t-shirts. I actually own one. And
yes,
when I
do.
Wear it with my sunglasses...
The hipness factor just goes right through the roof.
You got that right.
I mean, it's like a hip explosion. It really... They have operations for that now, by the way. Hip explosions. But anyway...
I don't think I want to be signed up for that.
I digress. Mary Kay, so we have a big announcement here at Ozark Amphitheater coming up.
That's correct. You're the first to hear.
Woo! I love it. I love it when I'm in the know first before anybody.
I know, right? Yeah. Okay, so just signed yesterday, all of the I's have been dotted and those T's are crossed.
Mm-hmm.
We can now announce the opener for Justin Moore, which is July 27th at the Ozarks Amphitheater.
Which is going to be a fantastic show, yeah.
I can't wait. This one is going to be so good.
Yeah.
So, the opener is Chase Bryant.
Chase Bryant. Hey, one of his big hits is?
Go ahead. We were just talking about it.
Give it a little bit. I'm probably getting the title of that song wrong, but that's all right. That is one of his songs, and a lot of people feel he has sort of a Keith Urban vibe to him.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. He, I bet, with a pair of sunglasses also.
There you go. Again, back to the sunglasses. I'm telling you, it's hipness in a factor of 10.
And then also on that show, the opener for the evening is none other than he's been to the lake. He's got a great audience here at the lake. He's from Kansas City. He's a firefighter.
Yeah.
Noe Palma. We're bringing him in.
Awesome. Very good.
Justin Moore. This is going to be such a great night.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun, a night of fun and music, and you got to be there. So tickets are available.
10, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Tickets are available at ozarksamp.com.
I'm sorry, what factor was that?
Times 10.
Oh, forget it. How can you miss
the X factor? I know. You were just really kind of leading me in on that one.
And it makes it even better. Even if it's going to start getting dark, wear your sunglasses that night. And... It'll just be the hipness will be, you'll see the hipness all the way to St. Louis. I mean.
Off the charts.
Yeah, off the charts. Off the hook.
Off
the chain.
Can I tell you one more?
Yes.
Because
I can only do that if I was wearing sunglasses. The only way I could say the expression off the chain was, is that the expression off the chain? Is that right?
Off the chain or off the hook? I think off the chain kind of shows age.
Oh, really? Facebook people, will you share with us? Is it off the hook or off the chain? I think it's off
your rocker. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
I'm sorry. Mary Kay, that comment right deserved the bells. I'm sorry. That was Yes, I'm sorry.
It must be the kombucha
totally,
I've had this morning.
What is that?
It's kombucha. It's good for you. It's organic.
What is this Russian drink you have here? What is this, from Vladimir Putin or something? What is this? Kombucha.
It's
you're not careful. Robert Mueller's going to investigate you, too.
Well, that's going to be probably the most boring thing he did for 5 minutes. Okay, so guess what?
Yes.
We also announced Aaron Lewis, September 1st. The openers for Aaron Lewis are going to be Drake White and Alec Davis.
All right. Aaron Lewis, of course, formerly of Stained.
Exactly.
And what great music he has.
That show just got better times 10. Times also, 10.
I mean, I'm not going with the sunglasses guy. I'm done with the sunglasses then. I'm done.
Right over my head.
Ah, I get it. Right over your head. See? She's wearing sunglasses on her head right now. I'm telling you, sometimes it all just comes together, man. You can't even help making a good joke. They just come out on their own.
The poor people that are driving in their car right now and can't see us because they're not on Facebook Live are just thinking, what?
Yeah.
They're
driving along. Are they imbibing like illegal drugs in there or something? What is going on in that room? Okay.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Did I tell you, by the way?
Thank you, my Ozarks amp.
Can you get me one of those?
I can, and you know you can buy Ozarks amp.
Stand up just
sway.
A little bit so people can see Ozarks Amphitheater T-shirt she's wearing. If you go to our Wave, or if you go to Mary Kay's Facebook page, you can
pretty
see
awesome.
It. Oh, and back too.
In the back, yeah.
Oh, I would like one
pretty
of those.
Pretty awesome.
Okay.
I can get you one of those.
Size large. Thank you.
I can do that. Okay. Consider it done. Okay, so wait, I got to tell you this morning.
There's more, yeah.
We had the Can-Am game, the opening ceremonies at the Ozarks Amphitheater.
Our friends from north of the border.
It was fantastic. Yes. What a great ceremony.
Yeah.
But this morning, I'll tell you what, these guys take fitness and biking to another level that I will never experience in my lifetime, unless I'm being chased by zombies, possibly. The bike races this morning. I bet nobody ever told those poor guys how hilly it is here. Because they were going up some major hill.
That is, especially, I don't know, like, where specifically they're coming from, but that would be quite a wake-up call.
And the humidity here, and it's already kind of outside. Yeah.
Whew. That's why you got to be an athlete to do this stuff, though, you know? I mean, speaking as an athlete. I know. Even I couldn't say that with a straight face. I'm sorry.
I was going to say. And what sport would you be competing in, Kevin?
video competitions. My wrists are supple.
This has just gone totally off the chain.
You just never know where this interview's going, do you?
I'm telling you, man. You might make my podcast today.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That is such an honor.
Checking off the bucket list.
God, that's a really lame bucket list. If that's on
I
your...
didn't say where it was on the bucket list, but what the heck? I'm gonna throw it in there.
Okay, we got anything else
besides the awesomeness this season at the Ozarks Amphitheater? Because we're having the best summer ever.
I give up today. I really do. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm gonna don my sunglasses and I'm just going to be cool for the rest of the day. Mary Kay, it is so much fun to have you in here. It really is each time. So,
I always look forward to it.
All right. OzarksAmp.com for all the details, tickets, and everything else. And by the way, you have ticket providers are located at?
Our full-service ticketing agent will be none other than the Bridal Cave.
Excellent.
So while you're down there picking up some concert tickets, you should go on a tour of Bridal Cave, especially today when it's going to be hotter than Hades.
That's right.
60 degrees in the cave.
They have had thousands of weddings there, by the way, sir.
And it's 60 degrees.
60 degrees. That's going to feel really good. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.